Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, an American man who urinated on his young Donegal friend as he lay dying on his grandmother's front lawn has been jailed for 6 months. The Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council is calling on Irish Water to carry out upgrade works to the sewage treatment plant in Buncrana. Investigations are continuing after a house in the Manor Cunningham area was raided by Gardaí in the early hours of this morning. And the imminent closure of Lifford Greyhound Stadium has been described as a huge loss to the local economy. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferrisher. But first in news, a 21-year-old American man has been jailed for 6 months for urinating on 19-year-old Donegal native Liam McGlinchey as he lay dying on his grandmother's front lawn. Samuel Harrow left the 19-year-old Buncrana man in a dangerously intoxicated state in New York in August 2017. Liam had been out celebrating passing his exams with friends. Donald Kavanagh has more.
Two men, 21-year-old Hero of Cohos and Isaiah de Piazza, 19, of Foxwoods Drive, Clifton Park, were charged with criminally negligent homicide. Details of Liam's horrific death were given in court yesterday. Judge John Murphy slammed Hero's actions in a sentencing hearing and sentenced him to 6 months in jail and put him on 5 years probation. He said dumping Liam and urinating on him and filming the urination, seeing foam from dying Liam's mouth, instead of doing something, you leave. A 911 call, a knock on the door, a drop at the hospital, a call for help would have saved his life. The other accused, Isaiah de Piazza, had originally been expected to get probation but was sentenced to 1 to 3 years in state prison for breaking his parole. Liam's sister said Hero's actions were vile, despicable, thoughtless and heartless. In a recorded video shown in court, Charlotte McGlinchey said her brother was a gentle giant whose death traumatised his family because Hero and de Piazza left her brother as if he were garbage.
The Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council is calling on Irish Water to carry out upgrade works to the sewage treatment plant in Buncrana. It comes as Donegal County Council warned the public to refrain from swimming at Ladies Bay this weekend due to high levels of bacteria in the water. Councillor Nicholas Crossan believes frequent water issues at Ladies Bay are the direct result of inadequate sewage facilities in the town. It's understood that at times of heavy rain and high water, the plant doesn't have the capacity to store the extra water, resulting in overflow running directly into the river. Councillor Crossan says works need to be carried out to alleviate the problem in the long term.
What we have in Buncrana is a treatment plant put in the mid-80s and was welcomed at that time. But it was probably not the most up-to-date one when it did go in then, and it certainly has, well, it has some been upgraded slightly since, but it has a long way to come yet. So really what happens in a normal flood, days rain, and the treatment plant down there stores the waste, goes through a process, and then is discharged into the sea. But when you had floods like heavy rain last night or steady rainfall over a few days, what happens is we have no holding tanks there at the treatment plant. Therefore, that when the tanks are there are full, the rest of the stuff goes straight into the swilly, undiluted, and it's just pure raw sewage, which is totally unacceptable in this day and age. And I have been on to Irish Water and Water 2 weeks ago, asked them to, I know that the process that what we're doing, that the Irish Water are doing at the moment, are they're going to put on holding tanks, which will help to help the solution, find a solution for this in the short term, but it is only a short term solution. But we need down there in segment tertiary treatment to make sure that we don't have this problem ongoing.
Michael Gove says the British government will safeguard the security of the people on the island of Ireland in the event of a no-deal Brexit. The cabinet minister in charge of making preparations for such an outcome has met with business leaders in the north today. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has promised to take the UK out of the EU by October the 31st, even if a deal can't be reached. Relations with the Irish government seem to get off to a bad start, with Taoiseach Leo Varadkar accusing the UK government of being on a Brexit collision in court. However, speaking at Warm Point Harbour today, Mr. Gov denied that.
We have very good bilateral relations, and of course we're also talking to other EU partners as well. In the event of no deal, then naturally there will be issues to be addressed, not just security but trade issues as well. We will make sure that we safeguard the security of the people on the island of Ireland, and we will also make sure that trade continues to flow as freely as possible.
Investigations are continuing after a house in the Manor Cunningham area was raided by Gardaí in the early hours of this morning. Gardaí and Letterkenny recovered a small quantity of drugs following the search of the property. No arrests were made and a file is being prepared for the DPP. Serious concern has been expressed over a lack of maternity cover for the podiatrist position at Letterkenny University Hospital. It's understood that confirmation from the HSE has revealed that the post remains vacant due to an ongoing recruitment freeze. This is despite the position for maternity cover being applied for in December 2018 and offered to a candidate on February the 21st this year before the recruitment freeze was in place. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle believes the current recruitment freeze will cost the body more in the long term.
The situation has shown the farce that the health service has become, where the recruitment embargo is actually impacting now on somebody whose position has been selected for appointment. The person has been notified, but has been caught up now with the delay in the embargo. And, you know, the diabetes podiatrist in Letterkenny Hospital might be viewed as being a minor position, but it actually would save money in the long run for the HSE, because by people getting that proper and timely podiatrist care, they will reduce the amount of hospitalisation at a later date. And this just shows the farce of it, because this will actually end up costing the HSE more money in the long run. But the HSE are trying to save money by not appointing this person.
It is something that you have stated you will be following up with the Minister and the HSE on exactly what measures have been taken to resolve it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm constantly raising this issue with the HSE and with the Minister, because, like I say, it doesn't make any sense, and it actually will. You're saving pennies to cost, or you know, you're saving pennies to cost in pounds at a later date or euros at a later date, and that's really the problem. Is that these actions that the HSE taken will not actually save any money and will not do anything in terms of reducing the overall budget for the HSE, and it would actually increase and cost more money at a later stage, I believe, because people's health will deteriorate and they will need more costly treatment in the future.
The imminent closure of Lifford Greyhound Stadium has been described as a huge loss to the local economy. The Irish Greyhound Board says it very much regrets the closure of the facility and its impact on staff, owners and the wider Greyhound community. The stadium is due to close a Saturday week, August the 17th. Catherine Gaffney has more.
In a statement today, the Irish Greyhound Board says it's very aware of the excellent work done by all those at the track as part of the Greyhound fraternity. The Duffy family owners of the track have a long association and strong commitment to greyhound racing. While Lifford is a private track and not in the ownership of the Irish Greyhound Board, the IGB says it has provided wide-ranging support to Lifford for a long period of time. This included a significant capital financial investment in providing the current facilities at the stadium. The IGB has engaged with Lifford in recent times regarding financial difficulties at the track, which included a meeting between the board and the owners in May of this year. However, the statement concludes that the arrangement of the type sought by the stadium representatives at that time is not within the mandate of the board as a semi-state company and does not meet the corporate governance requirements applying to the IGB.
Meanwhile, local councillor Jerry Crawford says it's a fantastic facility which will be a huge loss to the local community.
It was always very busy, and it was a place where people involved in greyhound racing and sports could meet and have, you know, meet one another. And also in later years had a very modern, brought up into a modern standard, and it included a 240 seat state-of-the-art restaurant. Those facilities and the Greyhound Stadium down the years, all over the years, when I was young, that stadium employed an awful lot of our young people and gave them an income whenever such an income for young people in Lifford wasn't easily obtained. Lifford Greyhound Stadium was there and did that, and it definitely will be missed in the Lifford area.
As you say, it is a fantastic facility. It would be a shame for it to close its doors on a permanent basis.
Indeed it would, look, and if it can't, for some reason, be maintained as it is, I hope that somebody somewhere would see the benefit that this could be. if not in the Greyhound section, then hopefully that it can remain in that, despite the serious threat to Saunders over the next couple of days. But if that's not to be, then there's a very fine facility sitting there, and hopefully somebody will take a look at that and see that this is something that we can make good use of, because it really is, and it has been a credit to the family that were involved in that stadium over the years that they were able to maintain it for so long. And it's just a sad day that it has come to this.
Elsewhere, Longford Greyhound Stadium is also to close at the end of this month. Management says the stadium has been affected by several challenging economic conditions over the last number of years. They say rising insurance costs are among the reasons it's being forced to cease trading, with its premium recently doubling in price. Falling attendances also led to management deciding to close the stadium. Over 100 premises just outside Letterkenny are still without power this evening. The issue is reportedly confined to the Cullion area. ESB crews have been tasked to the scene to carry out repair works, with an estimated restoration time of 7:15 this evening, later than originally indicated. Meanwhile, almost 90 homes and businesses in Carndonagh are also suffering from a power outage. Power is expected to be restored there within the next half hour. The family of Nora Quarren, missing in Malaysia, say she is a very special person and was extremely excited about the holiday. In a statement, they describe the 15-year-old with special needs as very sensitive and say she has never wandered off or got lost. Malaysian authorities say they are rechecking the resort where Nora was last seen as part of their search efforts. In a police update this afternoon, officials said they are examining phones and emails of the staff.
Yes, we are checking, and We are checking also on your emails, right, on whatever communication that one is. Our CID investigation team is doing that. For the crime scene, we have conducted the initial investigation when the first day it was reported.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up for back to school with leading sports brands at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 14 minutes past five and time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with cross-channel soccer. Big news today on the Manchester City front, because Donegal's Tyler Toland has joined from the Irish Premiership side, Sion Swifts. The 18-year-old St Johnstone native has signed her first professional soccer contract after impressive performances for Ireland. She made her international debut at 16, and this year was nominated for the Senior Women's International Player of the Year award at the FAI Awards. The midfielder is the daughter of Maurice Toland, who won an intermediate cup with Fannage United and played over 100 times for Fannharp. Speaking with the Manchester City Club website, Tyler says she's excited.
I'm delighted to sign. I'm very excited. I'm going to work as hard as I can and hopefully help the team as much as I can, and hopefully lift the trophy at the end of the season.
What would you say your strengths are?
I would say I'm a ball player and I work hard for the team.
Have you spoken to the manager yet or any of the players?
I've spoken to the manager and I've met all the girls and they're all fantastic, helping me to settle in.
Great stuff indeed. Tyler Toland joining Manchester City. We're going to stay with City, but with some team news from the men's side of things. Boss Pep Guardiola fears that Leroy Sané could be out for 6 or 7 months with a knee injury. The German winger tore his anterior cruciate ligament in their Community Shield win over Liverpool last Sunday. Well, Anfield will host the start of the new Premier League season tonight. European champions Liverpool play host to newly promoted Norwich in the first game of the season. Kick-off on Merseyside is at 8. Liverpool fullback Andy Robertson knows they can't afford to take their newly promoted opponents lightly.
You know, we look to get off to a good start like every other team, so we know how tough the game against Norwich will be, but, you know, it's about us trying to play the way we play and hopefully, you know, a wee bit more luck in front of goal.
8 games tonight in the FAI Senior Cup, the Dublin Derby meeting of Bohemians in Shelburne, and Fannharp's trip to Shamrock Rovers are the pick of tonight's first round ties. Harps go to the Tallaght Stadium with 3 wins in a row under their belt. Chris Ashmore will have live updates here in Highland as from 8 o'clock. Elsewhere tonight, Derry will look to continue their good form when they face Wexford Youth at the Brandywell Stadium. Glengadge United and Letterkenny Rovers also play in the Senior Cup this weekend. Rovers are in Dublin on Sunday, taking on UCD of the Premier Division, while Glengadder and Tipperary tomorrow up against St Michael's, the side which dumped them out of this year's Junior Cup. Glengadder boss Shane Burns knows they will have to play well.
A very solid performance. there's times in this game where we're not going to have a lot of the ball. We have a lot of pace in the team for counter-attacking, but I'm saying that Michaels are very cute when it comes to things like that, because you have the likes of Paul Breen and Higgins and boys like that have accumulated 50, 60, 70 caps apiece. So, I mean, they are getting an age now where they're maybe not as quick as that would have been in the past, but they're very cute and they'll not leave money gaps.
Elsewhere on the soccer front, the new Premiership season in the Irish League gets up and running tonight. Glenavon are hosting Glentoran in the opener, with five games down for decision tomorrow. Institute are on the road as the champions, or the Stoot rather, go to the champions Linfield. That one's in Belfast at 3. Also tomorrow, Coleraine are hosting Cliftonville. In boxing, two Donegal fighters will look to progress at the European Schoolboys and Girls Championships in Tbilisi this evening. Carly Irvine of Illa's Golden Gloves and Ballyshannon native Thomas Ward, who boxes out of Carrickmore in County Tyrone, will see semi-final action with a win guaranteeing them at the very least a silver medal. In Gaelic Games, the action for the weekend gets underway tonight. It's semi-final night in the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Senior Hurling Championship. There's a doubleheader at McCool Park in Ballybuffet. Buncrana are up against Satanta at 6:30, while McCool's are playing St Eunan's at 8 o'clock. The semi-finals in the Junior Hurling Championship are also this weekend, both tomorrow evening at 7. Aroa Ballyshannon take on McCool's and Carndonagh meet St Eunan's. There's a selected number of divisional football games being played in the All-County Leagues this weekend, with probably the pick of the tie coming from Division 2 on Sunday, where St Nos take on Ardrath in a top-of-the-table clash. Well, it is All-Ireland football semi-final weekend at Croke Park. Tomorrow evening, the champions Dublin, who are seeking out 5 in a row, will play Mayo, the conquerors of Donegal, while the second semi-final on Sunday is Tyrone clashing with Munster champions Kerry. Almost Conor Myler is targeting a return for Tyrone back to an All-Ireland final.
And one step further, hopefully. From last year, we've learned a lot, and as I say, we've been building nicely this year. I say it's a case of going out and performing. All the work's done at this stage. It's small things now that you have to get right, and on the day, like, you know, your percentages, you have to be, it's the small percentages that's going to win the game. So yeah, it'll be tight.
Conor Myler, and we will have some updates from that clash on Sunday evening with Francis Mooney at Croke Park. Big day for Tyrone. On to golf. Rory McIlroy gets the second round underway at the Northern Trust just after 6 o'clock Irish time this evening in America. The world number 3 tees off from 6 under par. Shane Lowry goes out just before 6 from 2 under. Graham McDowell looks unlikely now to make the cut in New Jersey. He's 2 over playing the last. Jordan Spieth is the new leader at 10 under. He's set to finish with a 65 today. And Tiger Woods has been forced to withdraw from the tournament due to some muscle issues, and he's going to pull out of the rest of the event. To cricket now. There's action tomorrow, Saturday, and on Sunday as well. There's still a few important games to be played as we head for the end of the season, with more cricket correspondent Eamon McLaughlin.
As the North West cricket season comes to an end, there are still some very important issues to be settled. Our featured game this weekend will be on Sunday, where the T20 finals are being held at Strabane. The first one is between Ardmore and Fox Lodge with a 12 o'clock start. Then the big two in the Premiership clash at 4 o'clock when Brigade take on Dunamana. Also on Saturday, there's a very busy league programme, weather permitting. Eglinton play Glendermot. Dunamana play Brigade, first time that over the weekend. Corrine entertain Brady, while Ballyspan welcomes Strabane. And the Championship, St Johnstone's travel to New Buildings on Saturday. And there's also a big one on Saturday involving the top two, when Ardmore travel to Burndennet, the leaders.
Finally, on to athletics. The European Team Championships are taking place this weekend in Norway. Ireland are hoping to do well in the first division of the competition. Team captain for Ireland this weekend is Letterkenny's Mark English. He'll run in the 800 metres this coming Sunday, where he's looking for a good performance. He's still looking for that world qualification time for the World Championships in Doha next month. There you go, Michaela. That's it. Our next studio programme is tomorrow afternoon, Saturday Sport, following the two news. Don't forget, in between that, updates from Harps tonight. It's Shamrock Rovers against Finn Harps. That's from 8 o'clock. Chris Ashmore will have the coverage here in Highland.
Thanks, Oisín. For weather- weather now, there will be some bright or sunny spells and heavy showers this evening. The showers may merge to longer spells of rain in places and some may be thundery with the risk of poor visibility and some spot flooding. It will be close and humid with lowest temperatures tonight of 13 to 15 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a 21-year-old American man has been jailed for 6 months for urinating on 19-year-old Donegal native Liam McGlinchey as he lay dying on his grandmother's front lawn. Samuel Harrow left the 19-year-old Buncrana man in a dangerously intoxicated state in New York in August 2017. The Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council is calling on Irish Water to carry out upgrade works to the sewage treatment plant in Buncrana. It comes as Donegal County Council warned the public to refrain from swimming at Ladies Bay this weekend due to high levels of bacteria in the water. Investigations are continuing after a house in the Manor Cunningham area was raided by Gardaí in the early hours of this morning. Gardaí and Letterkenny recovered a small quantity of drugs following the search of the property. And the imminent closure of Lifford Greyhound Stadium has been described as a huge loss to the local economy. The Irish Greyhound Board says it very much regrets the closure of the facility and its impact on staff, owners and the wider Greyhound community. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. Coming up next is Nate with Colm Ferriter, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Go manage you, Colin Ferriter and Charlene. The Prieve Skelty or Highland Radio. Ta Glory Nigel, Kilnagri at Gerige, Eglorig Tarishkina, Okoshti, Ogoso Grupi, Ta Clari, Lehi, Fainu Mar Osta, Davranu Nation, Ta Dushin, a Glory Nigel, Sa Trivian, Ta Maroin. Tan Kuru, a Chartlish, Na Malti, a Daskar, Asan Survey, a Renew Lokoshti, a Ta Clari, a Glory Nigel, Egtus, Nablian, a Shaw. Augustasia Oskulcha, the Gach Koshti, a Ta Clari, a Glory. Nigel. Ní gad an grúpa a bheith mar ír wúrtsúrt agus cartar fuelte river íratas o grúpi o achan cairn na tíra. Teiliu ólis ag sív glór na gael. Tá sé fógríhe ag arachtas na gaelige go bhfuil anium na hain a lorag acu ar lína de categorí éagsile don comórtas creilachan a frídmán na gaelige. Is iad na categorí nuas na gradam comersaide im líana na clár na blíana ar radio pobl agus clár na bliana ar radio tráctala oríthe ag údaras creilachan na hérin. Tú rair taide a rinniu a nari ba chóir ról níos lárni a bheith ag clárathe gaelige ar na stáisiún radio hártar a tír táhar ag súl go spráighi na dúse na úra seo níos mó rán fartíochta a más creiltorí clárathe gaelige a chur ar an schedule tá gach olas ag antaractus.ie. Nach tú lach cefnachan ar an cláhan lia le linn na seartinne an ómós don na hebrithe a Mariu a Dimpistí ag obair i dálain sa vrátain ta an leach sete a nácha leis an tsa phobal i lár an vála. Agus Cadí o Jontas da chod seart was a seart go leich milli euro da chomun lúch le scéal na dúnaf ach rúin é chun obair ach hóiohain a ompar ama ag aisina an club i Neascart chonda i gúnan al. Agus sin ma chod se ili go léir slán agus banacht.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, August the 9th. The death has taken place of Sadie Mitchell, 68 Greenville Road, Castlederg. Funeral on Monday afternoon in Archstraw Presbyterian Church. Service at 1 o'clock, followed by interment in Castlederg Cemetery. House private and family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of so desired to Archstraw Presbyterian Church Building Fund, care of Hood & Co. Undertakers. The death has taken place of William David Ramsey Sr., Sonny Findrum Convoy. His remains will repose at his late residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral leaving there on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock for service at Convoy Presbyterian Church at 2:30, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Irish Heart Foundation and Surgical 2 Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Terence McClinton Funeral Director. Family time please from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Dolly Martin, Naim McCarran, Ballylennon, St Johnston. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 20 past 10, going to St Bethan's Church, St Johnston, for 11 o'clock funeral mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please, donations if desired, to Medical 3 Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Lily Duffy, née Harkin, 24 Linkside Park, Strabane, and formerly of Craigenderry. Remains are reposing at her home. Funeral leaving there tomorrow morning at 9:15 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Friends of the Cancer Centre, care of Quigley's funeral directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. And the death has taken place of Edward McFadden, 149, Creve Smith, Old Town, Letterkenny. Remains reposing at his residence until tomorrow morning. Removal from his late residence tomorrow morning at 10:25 to St Junan's Cathedral for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock and interment afterwards in Ulex Cemetery in the family plot.